This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Good evening. Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live at Moondoggies, and I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host Moondoggies. And now join us the head coach of the undefeated 10th ranked Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender.
We're ninth.
We came up a notch. Excuse me.
Yes.
All right. So we
in number one on the power polls.
Yeah, we've been number one in some bogus polls around here, but we're number nine in the polls that matter. So, coach, August is behind us, and here's a little bit of useless Pirate trivia. It's the first time since 2012 we started 2-0 on the season.
Oh wow, that's impressive. Well, we keep it going now. 2-0 is just two wins. We got a lot more that we're trying to get.
August, give me a grade on August. We're 2-0. I don't know if we've got any major injuries. You may have to go through the injury report. COVID hadn't hurt us too bad, so you got to be really, really pleased with the first part of the season.
I'm definitely pleased with the 2-0 start. I'm definitely pleased with the way we played a complete game, you know, a week ago versus McIntosh. You know, that's a good football team, and a lot of people don't realize that. We played a complete game where kids were locked in, we were focused, and the way that we were able to get down and hustle on the return, I mean, on the kickoff and the kicking game, I really thought that was much improved from a week ago. The way our defense was able to finish the game off, you know, that was, you know, better. That was something we were looking for. And then the fact that we were able to score some quick points in the second half, we came out and scored, I think, on just about every possession, if not every possession. I want to say we scored on every possession in the second half, except when the clock ran out on us.
Let's start with defense. It's not often in this offensive-minded day of sports, and especially football, that you register shutouts. You got to be very, very pleased with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely pleased with the way our defense and special teams played, and you know, our defense did really good. About, I mean, they shut a powerful run team down completely. We held them to one completion on the night. They had a long ball that they completed. They only threatened our red zone, and I'm not saying get in it, but threatened it one time all night. So our defense was sensational. And then, of course, special teams, you know, McIntosh had to travel the length of the field every time. We didn't give them a short field. And then the defense was able to get some three and outs that we really needed them to do in order for us to get the field position we needed to put on some major points and put them up quick.
Devin Smith.
Yeah, he's our player of the week.
Oh, yeah. We know that. Tell us about him. He's only a sophomore, and he seems to be getting better and better every week.
He is. He's a heck of a pass rusher. He can get after the quarterback. He's also good and stays disciplined about staying at home and you know, doing real well on speed sweeps. And then he can crash down on the power. He does a really good job in all those phases of the game. And then on special teams, he's really showing out. Our kickoff team is fast. And when he's 2-3 steps ahead of everybody else on our kickoff team, that says something. And he made two tackles kick inside the 20-yard line on kickoff. And that's pretty special.
River Creel, you put him at nose guard to start the game, and he made his presence felt early on Friday night.
Talk about him. Yeah, we changed it up a little bit. We moved Thomas out to defensive end just to help out with certain situations. A lot of times it was defensive end to the field side. So when we did that, we decided to put River at nose, and he handled their center, and he was scraping up and down the line, making plays early, shutting down both A gaps on both sides. He did a great job.
Linebacker play, I mean, they ran a lot of counters. Your linebackers were getting, you know, where they needed to be. You made some adjustments at halftime, and they didn't even threaten in the second half. They hit that one pass play, but they had a little bit of success running the ball in the second quarter, but you made those adjustments at halftime.
We did. One of the big adjustments was, you know, Drayton Larry, his big presence, number 40. We put him on that outside edge, and he did a really good job crushing down that gap, the C gap. He crushed that pretty hard. We had B gap taken care of pretty well with Stephon Stanley, and all we did, and Stephon, credit to him, was making the calls, you know, at the line of scrimmage, based on when McIntosh did their shifts. Stephon stepped up, and he made some really good calls. And, you know, he made the right calls from the adjustments, and we were able to shut down the run game.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we have a pass rush. You know, when they did get it down into the red zone on the 15-yard line, we got two straight sacks on third and fourth down to end the drive, and we ended up taking the ball out around the 35-yard line. That's something that, you know, you worked hard on, is developing a pass rush, and we seem to have one.
We're good. And another kid I didn't want to leave out the mix when we were talking a minute ago, and he also had two sacks on the night, was Zion Turner. Zion Turner played in the absence of Adam Awiba, who's one of our captains, one of our really good players. He was our player of the week in the Pierce game with Evan Double J this week. Couldn't play in the McIntosh game, and Zion Turner came in. He got his first varsity start, and he played fantastic. You know, he did things I didn't think he could do, you know, and he showed up when the lights came on, played really good football, didn't make any mistakes, had a lot of tackles. Now, unfortunately, Zion broke his hand. So he's going to be out. He's going to be out for several weeks now, and we'll just kind of see.
We'll have to club him up.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, he broke his hand, but he played a tremendous game.
Throw some stats at you, Coach. First week, we give up like 150 total yards, roughly. Then Friday night, we give up like 105 total yards. And so we're not just beating people. We're shutting offenses down so far this season.
Yeah, so far we've done a great job with that. I want to continue doing that. And, you know, we have an off week this week, so, you know, I don't think Idle's going to get any yards. I think we're going to shut Idle down as well. But after that, we have New Hampstead. New Hampstead's been, you know, putting up over 50 points. They have a strong passing attack, so, you know, our defense is going to be put to the test. We're going to see if we can respond and play like we did in the Ware game, in the scrimmage game, because that's about what we're going to see offensively.
Coach, I know you pay attention to points allowed per game. Right now, we're at 6.5. Where do we have to be on defense going into the meat of our schedule on points allowed per game to just have a great, great season?
6.5 sounds great. Yeah, we have 6.5, we'll be fantastic.
Oh, that's a state championship.
Yeah,
we're going to play some good teams coming up. So is the magic mark 20 or 18?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think our offense will continue to improve and get better. I think we got a lot of weapons all around the place, and it just depends on how we play team-wise. You know, our punting game's got to get good. It's got to be consistent with the snaps. We can't afford any, you know, miscommunications. We can't, you know, afford any turnovers. But, you know, if you want me to put a number on it besides 6.5, which sounds awesome, yeah, I would like to be able to keep teams. I think one of our defensive goals is to keep them under 14 points a game. And that's a defensive goal, so I'm not going to say they can give up more than that. I like 6.5, though.
6.5. I'll take it. So more to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirate Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden House Pharmacy. Coach, offensively, we had a pretty good night. Not a lot of plays, but those plays gained a lot of yards.
Yeah, so far in the season, we've only ran, I think, either 36 or 38 snaps. I'm sorry, 68 snaps. We are, or 66, 68 or 66? We had 30, yeah, we had 30 snaps in one game, and then we only had 38 snaps in the McIntosh game. But when we have 38 snaps and have 42 points, I'll take that.
Now, I've heard you say in previous years that you'd like to snap the ball 70 or 80 times a game.
We do back, you know, when we were a fast-paced offense. When I was at Pierce County, you know, we were a fast-paced offense, but we didn't have those playmakers that would take in the distance here and there. So it was always it was uncommon for us to have 10 play drives, just dinking and dunking it down the field and getting 4 or 5 yards a pop, and then just keep moving it that way. Even though we do it at a fast pace, over here it just hasn't been that way. One, we had some very big-time playmakers, you know, Jacoby Reed breaks one on the third, I think it was in the second series of the game, it was either the third play of the drive, he breaks a long touchdown run. Then the next series, we break a long touchdown on the first play, and then in the second half, we had one drive in the third quarter for a touchdown. After that, it was a two-play drive when it was a bomb, then we get the ball back, it was another one-play drive. So we have a lot of explosive plays and a lot of playmakers that can make those explosive plays. I think I just named 4 explosive plays. They were by 4 different people.
They were.
You know, it was Jacoby, then it was Reed, then it was Pat, then it was
Jamon,
and then if you look at explosive plays, you know, the week before that, it was an explosive play by Leon. You know, he had an explosive one. Then you had one by an explosive play by Drayton.
Yep.
As well, you know, he had a long one here. Pat had another long one. He's the only one that has two long ones. Pat.
Coach, let's talk about your offensive line. McIntosh was a team that you talked all week last week about that was going to throw a lot of pressure at us, blitz packages. They were bringing pressure from everywhere. I don't recall us giving up a sack or having too many tackles for a loss Friday night, if any.
No, really, the only time we were behind the sticks is when we had penalties. I don't think we didn't give up any sacks. Offensive line, pass protection was pretty solid. Quarterbacks were a little elusive, and you get rid of the ball when they needed it, reading the blitz. So that part I was pleased with.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your wide receivers, you got some big plays out of Leggett, Jamon Weldon. Those guys are starting to they're starting to come around. And you've been adamant about working on your passing game. You spent practically the whole second quarter on it Friday night trying to work on some things in the passing game, and it paid off.
You know, we did. We're still inconsistent in the passing game. I want to get better there. That consistency is going to come with a little bit better timing, and, you know, we got to get a little bit more disciplined with some of our route running, doing lining up the way we're supposed to line up. Running the routes the way we're supposed to run them, and then making plays when we have chances to make plays. Some of our drive killers that we've had come off of situations where the receiver had to make a play one-on-one and didn't for whatever reason. We got to get better there and just have a more of a consistency in the passing game. We love our run game. We know what we can do there, and now we've really created something we haven't had in past years, was an inside-outside run game. It's usually an inside run game and a strong passing game. And now it's we got an inside-outside run game that's going really well. We want to develop that passing game to get at the level that we know we can perform at. And once we get at that level, we will be a very, very hard team to stop.
Coach, first series, we go 3-and-out, and you come back, and you go to the power run game, and it paid off, and we've got your senior running backs that seem like they've been at Brunswick High for a decade, and man, I hate to see those guys go, but they're really special.
They are, and all of them did a good job. I think Leon only had one carry the whole night, and then there was a 39-yard run, so you know he's special, and to have guys like that that can only get one touch, or I think Jacoby led with touches with 9, and he had right around 100 yards with 9 on 9 carries. Ree had 8 carries, and he was in the upper 80s or mid 80s, somewhere around there.
Both had
2 touchdowns apiece. And yeah, it's just it's an incredible group. It's really the best group I've ever had, and the fact that they're so unselfish. Yeah, that's another big feather in the cap.
How do you manage the workload with the running backs? Is it just a feel thing when the game's going? You say, hey, this is working. And you just, I don't know. I mean, I've always wondered how coaches keep players happy in today's environment with touches.
You know, it's a lot of trust in our running backs coach, really. We let him manage that for the most part. Sometimes I question when he does something. But you know, it's worked out the way I've had to trust him, and he's really done a good job. Every so often, I'm gonna want to put a certain player in there for a certain play, but really, all 3 are so versatile, and they can all do some dangerous things. You're really not upset with who's in there on whatever play. They all can get the job done.
Coach, special teams, like you said, we get down and we make some good tackles on special teams. You talk about Devin Smith. I saw Ree Simmons hustling down there, hitting people. And what's that say to the rest of your team when you got guys that are frontline starters and they're out there busting their butt on special teams?
Special teams are very important. That's what that says. And the guys that we put out there are great, great effort guys. You know, one thing that you can say about both those guys, and it's not just those guys. You got like Pat Leggett. You know, he's on that team, he's running. You have people like Stephon Stanley, he's on there as well as a starting linebacker. There's tons of starters that we have on there, especially on the coverage teams. We got guys that want to be on the field, TJ, that just want to contribute. And we have a team with a lot of depth. We do a lot of rotations, and these guys want to be on the field. They all want to play. So you get on special teams, you get that's another snapper. Or 5 more snaps you have to play. And again, it's that team effort. And it's important. Special teams are very special.
Made all of our extra points. Yep. No bad snaps on the punts. I don't recall we got all of our punts also. Total effort all around.
Right. You know, McClain, he's getting better and better. He's getting more confidence. Again, he was perfect, so we're proud of that. We had better snaps. We got the hold down. We didn't have any mistakes there. And now our punter did a really good job, because if we had a breakdown on Friday night, it would have been our punt protection. 2 different times McIntosh got close to blocking the punt, and it was a very good job by Elvine, our punter, just to get the ball off, and he did it not once but twice.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision. and by Moondoggies. And Coach Jeff Bratt is joining us. He's the head JV coach for the Brunswick High Pirates. And Coach, we had a JV game last week against those people on the south end of town, and we beat them 38-0. Talk a little bit about that.
Man, as a Pirate, it's always good to beat the Little Red Schoolhouse across the street. You know, it's 38-0. It's good, but for those JV guys, it's their time. You know, they get out there all week. They work hard. You got freshmen and sophomore having to go smash heads with juniors and seniors all day on scout team. And their hard work on scout team paid off. So when we get to the JV game, we do our stuff. You know, offensively, defensively, special teams, we just do our stuff. And they went and executed, and it turned out real good for us.
On a bye week like we're going through right now, when we're getting ready or getting staying in shape and starting to think about putting in a game plan for the next opponent, how important is it for the younger kids to get reps during a bye week?
Oh, man, as many as we can as possible. You know, we will, since we've been here with Coach Pender, you know, we will play anybody regardless of what grade you're in. You know, if you get in and you get the reps and you know what to do and you can execute, you know, let's go. You've seen kids, you know, we sent Terry Mitchell on a post route Friday night versus McIntosh. Kid's a sophomore. You know, he caught three versus Glenn in the JV game, but that kid's working, so he's going to get all his reps in practice.
That kid can fly.
Oh, man, fly is not even we need a new word for fast, for you know, and I call him Touchdown Terry. But we get those kids, and they get tons of reps, you know, and they're going to play again. It's a bye week for the varsity. But, you know, the JV kids, they'll play again Thursday. They've got they got McIntosh at Lanier Field at 5 o'clock. And I told them, you know, the expectation, you know, you set it high. You went 38-0 versus Glenn. Don't slow down. You know, we got to go do it again.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show. I'm head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you're also the wide receiver coach for the varsity. And we got some guys that are pretty good at the wide receiver position. Talk a little bit about the group.
Yeah, we got guys everywhere. So, you know, when we get four wide, all four of those dudes that are on the field at any time that we put out there, they can take it to the house. And the blessing we have is I got four more right behind them. We can sub out all four of them. We can do it again. I mean, when you got depth as a high school football coach, I mean, it's a huge blessing. So when you look at your outside guys like a Kevin Thomas and a Jamon Weldon, that's awesome to have. But then I can take Kevin off the field and a T.J. Smith steps in, and we don't slow down. And then I take Jamon off, and you've got the sophomore Terry Mitchell steps in, who's faster than every name I just mentioned, and we just keep going. And you know, the list goes on and on. And the depth is still coming. It's been a Facebook sensation this week. Caleb Butler, a freshman, he caught a really nice little fade route in the JV game. And it got posted on a little famous Twitter page this week. So he's getting some hype. So even all the way down to the freshmen, we got guys that are just reloading, you know, right behind these seniors.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming and joining the segment with us tonight. So, appreciate and keep up the good work. So we're going to bring Coach Pender back, and we're going to talk a little bit about New Hampstead. Coach, you're kind of a natural at this. Hey. You did a good job.
He's training.
You got him in training.
He's in training.
He's an apprentice.
That's right.
Coach, New Hampstead, you said they're scoring 50 points a game. They got some athletes, and you know, we're sitting here 2-0, but if you remember 2018-2019, we struggled with New Hampstead and had to just battle our lives just to win those two football games.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 2018, we're down two scores in the fourth quarter. We're able to come back and win it right there on the last drive of the game. We're able to get a touchdown and take the lead and win that one. And then 2019, we're down by two scores at halftime. And then we came back and controlled the third quarter, took the lead early in the fourth, and then, you know, then ran away with it in the fourth quarter. But you know, it was a battle. And now this New Hampstead team that I'm looking at is very talented. They got a really good quarterback, probably the best quarterback I've seen them have. They're big up front. They're well coached on the D-line. I'm pretty impressed with that. They got two. They got a good running back. That's a big bulky guy. They got another kid that's small, but he's quick. They have about a 6'5", 6'6", tight end. That's pretty salty. And they had another rangy wide receiver. It's around 6'3". They got another speedster. So they got some weapons. Linebackers are good size kids. The DBs are long. You know, they're athletic. You know, they got a solid football team. I think I'm going to say it's the best Chatham County public school.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think there's one close to them right now. You know, some of the private schools there, like Benedictine, and then that would be a good game, would be a good match.
Okay.
But besides them, there's not another public school in Chatham County that can play with those guys. Those guys are really good. I thought Islands might be able to, but New Hampshire beat Winslow 41-13, and then Winslow just beat Islands. So, you know, I don't know what that says. You know, I think New Hampshire's pretty good. They haven't been tested. I do think they're going to run over Savannah Friday night. So I think they're going to come, you know, down to our place on a 3-0 game. I mean, they're just blowing everyone away. So it's going to be, they're going to have a lot of confidence coming down to Brunswick. And I do think we're the best team that they are going to see. So it's going
to
be interesting.
What do we have to do to beat New Hampstead?
The things that we've been talking about, get pass rush, that pass rush that we're so proud of, well, it's going to have to come into play. We got to put pressure on this quarterback. We can't beat ourselves. We can't give them those opportunities. Our secondary is going to be challenged. So our secondary's got to rise up to the challenge. Against their defensive line, they got a four-man front. They run a lot of twists and stunts.
Okay.
We have to be able to pick those up in the passing game. We can't give up any cheap sacks just because if they catch us with a twist or something like that. And then we got to run the ball hard. We don't cliche. Don't turn the ball over. We don't turn the ball over. We won't lose this game.
I got you. Any last comments, Coach, before we wrap it up here tonight for Moondoggers?
No, we just got to keep it rolling. The thing that I'm very proud about these boys right now, even though we've been doing well, right now they're not getting too cocky. They're not sitting there, I call it snowing yourself. They're not doing that. They're working real hard. Yeah, we had a very good 3 days of practice so far this week, and tomorrow will be a light practice. And then we'll go watch our JV. I'm going to give them off on Friday so they have some time to relax. And then we're going to get right back to work on Monday getting ready for New Hampstead. So I'm excited about this team.
Do your Miami Hurricanes have a shot on Saturday, Coach?
I don't even know.
They're playing Alabama.
No. Come on. I love my Canes. I hope they do win, but no, they're not.
I was just checking. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies. And for Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always,
go Pirates.
All right.